Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
March 29, Exodus 40, John 19, Proverbs 16, Philippians 3. The closing lines of Exodus chapter 40 tie together several important themes already introduced, and anticipate several others. Here, the construction of the tabernacle is complete, along with the vestments and accoutrements for priestly service. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Verse 34. This must be the pillar of cloud during the day, and the pillar of fire during the night, that had accompanied them from the beginning. It signaled the very presence of God, and gave them direction as to when and where to move. Now that cloud rests over the newly constructed tabernacle or tent of meeting, settling in it, filling it. Indeed, in this inaugural filling, the presence of the Lord is so intense that not even Moses, let alone any other, can enter. Verse 35. Moreover, from now on, the cloud of glory rests upon the tabernacle when the people are to stay put, and rises and leads the people when they are to move on. Verses 36 through 38. Six observations. 1. For the pillar of cloud and fire to rest on the tabernacle is to link this structure with the visible symbol of the ongoing, guiding, powerful presence of God. 2. At one point, after the wretched rebellion that resulted in the construction of a golden calf, God had refused to go up in the midst of his covenant community. Moses interceded. Chapters 32 through 34. Here is the fruit of his prayers. The tabernacle is now built. The presence of God hovers over it in the symbolic form with which the people have become familiar, and all of this right in the midst of the 12 tribes. 3. This focus on the tabernacle at the end of Exodus prepares the way for the opening chapters of Leviticus, the specification of the sacrifices and offerings to be performed in connection with tabernacle service. 4. That tabernacle anticipates the temple. In fact, it is a kind of mobile temple. In the days of Solomon, when the permanent structure is complete, the glory of God likewise descends there, establishing the link with the tabernacle and with a pillar of cloud and fire of the wilderness years. 5. To anticipate the future, nothing more powerfully symbolizes the impending destruction of Jerusalem than the vision of the departure of the glory of God. Ezekiel chapters 10 and 11. 6. Nothing more powerfully attests the unique revelatory and mediating role of Jesus Christ than the insistence that he is the true temple. John chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. And nothing more powerfully portrays the sheer glory of heaven than the assertion that there is no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22.